Hey everybody, welcome to JMC Jams. I think it's episode number 4. But I'm not sure right now. But I do believe it is. And today we've got two special guests. We've got Richard and Mike from the Spartan Daily. They're going to be talking to us about like, so what the Spartan Daily is, why it's so good, and what you can do to be a part of it as well. This one is really, I guess I'm aiming this one today particularly at our journalism students who are going to be entering their junior, senior years, and they're like, and they're serious about journalism and making it in the world of media. So Richard is Professor Richard Craig, and Mike is Mike Corpus.
That's me.
And you two make the daily happen, I guess. So.
Well, with a whole lot of help from the students, yes.
Oh, them too.
Yes, yeah. The way it basically works, I am the faculty advisor to the Spartan Daily, and Mike here is the production chief. We basically like to think of ourselves as sort of brothers in arms. As the faculty member, the academic person here, I have classes to teach in the morning, things like that. I look at every edition of the Spartan Daily. I go through and mark it all up, and then at 1:30 in the afternoon, we have the daily critique where everybody meets and we go through what worked and what didn't. Mike and I alternate between when we do critiques. And basically what happens is we overlap for a few hours in the afternoon, and Mike, as the production chief, stays late until the production process is done. And so I am more there in terms of the actual editorial product, although Mike certainly is too. Mike's the guy who makes sure it gets done. Mm-hmm. And do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. I stay in the newsroom with the students until, try to be done around midnight, 12:30. We've been hitting 12:30 pretty consistently this semester, which is nice. But yeah, my job is to oversee the production process. If the students have questions on editorial concerns, event coverage, editing, page design, if they have tech issues, equipment issues, all kinds of stuff, I'm there to help them with whatever they need, pretty much. More or less sums up what I do. I also manage the newspaper archive and our equipment checkouts and things like that. So.
Yeah. I mean, you oversee quite a lot, actually, Mike, don't you? I mean, it's not just a case of checking in and making sure the students are okay. I mean, you're hands-on with them. Mm-hmm. Working all the way through to effectively pre-press, right?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, we're not printing right now on a daily basis. If we're lucky, we'll get our special issue printed each semester. But yeah, when we were in print daily, it was get everything from the newsroom to the pre-press. I would ship it off to the printer. The students then would check in, make sure that the printer got all the pages. If there was issues, they'd call back, and then we'd fix whatever they need to fix and then ship it back over FTP. And when we do occasionally print, we still kind of go through that same process.
Yeah, because it is the same effectively. Yeah. It's just that button isn't being pushed at the very end. But, like you said, there are semester specials, and we try and get to like certain monthly specials or whatever. We're going to find ways to create the physical copies as well. But,
absolutely. Yeah.
Those specials themselves are actually quite special. I mean, we had the election one, which is where over here. Last semester, which was award-winning, would you say?
Yeah, it was a tremendous tremendous effort by the students to encourage people to get out and vote. That's twice now we've done election issues in the last two election cycles, presidential cycles anyway. But we hit different topics every semester. We've got mental health, we've got housing over here. Last spring we did one on the 90th anniversary of the Daily. Just going through whatever, whatever the students find interest in or whatever they think their audience is going to find interest in.
Yeah, and from a news perspective, Richard, what are they doing? I mean, are they just writing about the things they like, or are they less of an important part of the community at large?
Well, every staff is going to be a little bit different, but traditionally, you want to cover what's going on campus first. You want to make sure that you're serving that student audience as well as faculty and staff and everything. But as was the case with the election, there's a lot of things going on off campus that can affect us on campus, in many, many ways. And what basically happens is our editors and the writers meet when we're done with the daily critique and talk about, well, what's going on that we think our audience would be interested in? Is it a thing where it's the next scheduled event? Is it a thing where there's breaking news? Is it an anniversary? Whatever it is, the students decide what they believe is important. And that's something that I really want to stress out of all of this is it is the student's paper. Mm-hmm. Mike and I critique the paper when it is finished. We answer questions if students have them along the way, and they have lots of questions. But we do not stand over anybody and tell them, publish this, don't publish that. We don't tell them in advance, fix this copy, get this in, etc. It is 100% the student newspaper. And that's really important to me, and I think really important to the students, because they are going to pick up on topics that are important to them as an audience, to the larger campus, to the larger community that I might never know about just because I'm not a student. There are times when there are things in the paper that I don't understand too much about. And I usually will ask the group, does everybody know what this is? You know, I'm 50-something. I'm not going to be as up on what's going on currently as everybody else. But as long as I just want to see that there's a thought process there, that we considered this, this is what we decided to do. And sometimes it's super serious stuff. Sometimes it's which of the Star Wars prequels they like the best. We had a big double truck all about that. It can depend on all sorts of things. And I think that's important for people to understand, particularly because, again, when Mike is here in the evenings, usually stories are in process. The stories are coming in, they're being edited, all of that. And students need to know that there's somebody there who can help them, but it's not somebody who's going to order them around.
Exactly.
Did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. There's all kinds of instances where things come up where the students need help with stuff. Part of my newspaper career was covering breaking news, and inevitably stuff happens in the evening or late afternoon where we're going to have to shift focus from whatever was the initial front page story to whatever is going on more immediately on campus, whether it was, we've had, over the years, the Coyote Creek floods. There was an apartment fire off campus that we've covered. Shootings, suicides, all kinds of things that have come up that have, deeply affect the campus community in one way or another. And so we have to kind of very rapidly shift focus for that. And coaching the students through that is probably, maybe one of my favorite things, is helping them understand the importance of why we need to do this now and not wait until tomorrow's paper, or if it's a Wednesday night, not wait until Tuesday's paper. So kind of lighting a fire under them sometimes to get the breaking news now.
Yeah, it's a super injection of being a real reporter in the media industry, well, forever really, but particularly today. I mean, there's a couple of things that always strikes me about lots of the students that you guys get in the Spartan Daily, which is, and it does relate to, lots of taking ownership and accountability for your words. And this is so much a part of what a journalist does these days, especially as your stories are being consumed quite a lot across social media platforms. And, our students are, our student journalists are likes of, are publishing these stories on Instagram, for example, and they're responding to commentary on there as well. And they take that lead. They listen to what people have to say, and I found that usually they tend to respond in a measured way. Mm-hmm. With gravity. And that to me is a real sign, I guess, of the way that you guys actually allow them to develop and evolve as journalists. And I just want to drop in one quick little thing related to what you were saying before, Richard, about how they'll cover the serious stuff, which is oftentimes it's not just a San Jose thing or a campus thing, but you find that global, local, national news tends to impact less of the stories that they write. Yeah. For example, the war over in Gaza or over in the Ukraine, the protests on campus, which are part of a much bigger thing. Yeah. When I was over at the Knight Forum last week, a former executive editor of the New York Times, he was on a panel, and we were talking about local news and the importance of news within the community. And he was saying, of course, the serious stuff really matters, he said, but you also need to have joy. He says, we can't just have the spinach. And that was such a good way of putting it, you know?
It is, yeah.
It does need to be that balance. And I find that Spartan Daily reflects this and is very much.
Yeah, you know, we try to get the serious stuff, especially on the front page. I mean, especially if you look at our last few weeks worth of coverage, there's been a lot of stuff trying to show, you know, what the Trump administration's moves have done and how they're affecting our local community. But then there's the other side of stuff. You move into page two, page three, you find some of our photo packages of, you know, cultural events, or, you know, every time they bring the puppies out on campus, you know, and always get the dog's name. That's yes, the rule. But stuff like that, that does show a different side of campus life, yeah, and to try to, you know, make sure that the news isn't wholly depressing, that there is, you know, a little bit of light in there too.
Completely. Yeah. Now, Miriam has been waving frantically, so I think we're kind of getting close to nearing the end.
Yes.
But I've got two things I really want to get in here. First of all, I want you guys to tell me about, like, so the number of awards that you bring home every semester. And then secondly, to wrap things up, who can be a part of the Spartan Daily and how can they get involved?
Well, we've been very fortunate, and this is some of our greatest hits up here. Since 2020, the Spartan Daily has won national contests for best newspaper four times. Most recently, the ACP Pacemaker Award right here, the end of 2023. We have been honored as best in the state, I believe, five additional times since 2020. And it's because our students care deeply about what they do and dig deeply into what they do. The example of the Gregory Johnson thing here was, we had a case of a student 12 years ago or so that was found dead in the basement of a fraternity. He was African American. When Black Lives Matter became a thing, there were protests tied into that. Our students went out and covered that, and it wasn't a special issue, but this basically helped us win our first national awards. The mental health special issue talks about, you know, how students dealt with coming out of COVID, how they deal with all kinds of issues. That won best special issue nationwide the year it came out. There's all kinds of examples of this sort of thing. We feel like the Spartan Daily is a great platform to get your work out there about things that you care about. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike, did you want to talk about how they can get involved?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a student-run newspaper. It is a class, but pretty much anybody can join. You know, and especially lately, as you know, we've had low enrollment, we've been encouraging, you know, our students to go out and recruit. Just they're tabling out on 7th Street and trying to bring people from outside of journalism even into it, just to get, you know, a bit of a broader perspective on campus life. We've had some successes there, so, you know, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty much open to anybody who wants to check it out.
And to be honest, I mean, you do need people from other areas just to give richness and breadth to
absolutely.
What you do. And newspapers need designers, right? Mm-hmm. Newspapers need creative writers as well as factual reporters. So they need people who are interested in sports as well as culture and art.
Yeah,
so
some of our best people have been double majors. Mm-hmm. We had a double major who was an aviation/journalism major and wrote about things you could never imagine. We had religious studies slash journalism major who was our executive editor. We had animation majors. It can come from anywhere because people in all kinds of majors have stories to tell.
Exactly. And I think that's one really important thing, and I do try and mention it wherever I can, you know. One thing that we've got going in JMC is that we all tell our stories in different ways, mm-hmm. but we are storytellers all at heart.
Yep.
You guys, I can talk to you all day, as you know. and there is so much going on in the world of journalism right now that we could diversify this conversation and kind of get lost here for hours. But we don't have that amount of time because who on earth listens to a podcast for like longer than 15 minutes? So we're going to wrap things up. Thank you. We'll bring you back in again. We'll have some of the editors in at some point as well this semester and talk about the key stories maybe that they've had to cover and what their ideas are about the future. I mean, it's an uncertain world, you know, that they're entering into, but damn, we need them, you know? So, thank you. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, next time round, we're going to be talking to to Belen, who's straight back from New York after the Spartan Ad Club's annual visit. And then we got some advertising students who've set up this new initiative where they're basically doing music journalism, actually, which is quite fun and interesting. And we'll have to wait until next time. So until then, thank you, everybody, and keep listening, I guess.